This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
It may not feel like it, but prices are low, at least for commodities. Gold prices are their lowest in 30 decades. Corn prices are down 40%. Coffee, down 20%. We asked Marketplace's Mark Garrison to explain what's going on.
Corn and coffee prices are down largely because there's a lot more corn and coffee in the world. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace. I'm kidding, of course. We've got 90 seconds, so let's try a different question, perhaps one you've pondered while buying your favorite cereal or a pricey drink at Starbucks. If commodities prices are dropping for companies, how come we're still paying basically the same price in stores?
People don't eat commodities. What they do is they eat food.
Iowa State University economist Bruce Babcock points to all the other expenses that go into making food, from transportation to manufacturing to marketing. Professionally, he thinks a lot about corn prices, but personally, coffee.
I do know I'm spending $14 a pound on Pete's coffee, and that bears no reflection whatsoever to the price of Arabica beans down in Brazil.
Duke University finance professor Campbell Harvey says some brands are strong enough that they don't have to pass the savings on to you.
The raw commodity, which is coffee, is going down. So your costs are going down. Your revenues are staying about the same, which means your profitability is going to go up.
Food prices may come down for shoppers, but probably not for a while. And it's not just edible commodities. Metals are dropping too, with always volatile gold in a free fall. Then there's copper. Paul Christopher at Wells Fargo Advisors says it's lower because China's growth is slower.
They're going to be pulling back a little bit on some of the spending they've been doing to build factories and homes. That's going to reduce their demand for copper.
And consequently, its price. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.